Professor Haskell, how did you come to realize that trees have their own voices?
I came to that realization first through my studies of birds and my work with students teaching them bird sounds. And as part of that, we tried to open our ears to the whole acoustic environment. And after several years of doing that, it came very clear to me that the trees around me had their own distinct voices, and all sorts of stories were tied up in those voices.
What do you think it is that makes the noise or the song or the voice of the tree?
So the most obvious voice of a tree is when the wind blows through the tree, and of course the tree then responds by vibrating and shaking and tearing apart the air as it passes through the twigs and the leaves. And each tree has its own architecture. Each leaf has its own degree of stiffness and floppiness and shape.
Is there anything going on inside the tree? I mean, we've got all kinds. You've got sap running. You've got a universe of life forms the tree is hosting. So
yeah.
Are those also contributing to the voice?
They are. And some of those we can detect not through our ears, but by resting our hand on a tree. In a city, for example, when a big truck goes past an urban tree, you can feel the vibrations coming up into the tree. And the tree actually takes those into its being. It grows more wood when it's vibrated. Its roots are a little stiffer. And so a tree takes some of its environment into it. And we can detect some of that with our hands. Some we need more sensitive equipment that will detect ultrasound, for example. When a twig becomes drier as the afternoon wears on and there's no rain and its leaves are drying out and the roots are drying out, little ultrasonic pops and fizzles emerge from the twig. And by putting an ultrasonic detector to the twig, you can essentially take the heartbeat of the tree, detect some of its inner life, and some of how it responds to its changing environment.
Well, for anyone who doubts that trees make sounds and have voices, you did some recordings of trees, and we're going to play some of them. You can tell us what's going on. Here's one, I believe, that comes from the Amazon rainforest. So that sounds a lot like rain. It's the rainforest, so that's likely.
That recording was made underneath a sabo tree in the rainforest in Ecuador. And if you hear the little tapping sounds, we're hearing the large raindrops coming from the overstory onto the plants below. And every species has its own rain song, its own rain sound. The big, tough leaves of some plants have a much deeper bass note than the tight little snap drum of the smaller leaves. And so botanical diversity, we can see botanical diversity through our eyes, but if we open our ears, that diversity is sonified. Each plant has its own sound as the rain falls on it.
Well, we expect to hear exotic voices in the Amazon rainforest. And
yeah.
I want to play another one of yours that people who are in the forests, this is in Ontario, in the boreal forest, and people can try and guess what tree this is. Okay, a lot of birds competing there. So what are we hearing?
And the birds are in fact part of the tree's song. Of course, the trees disperse their seeds and are protected from herbivores by the activities of birds. So I do think a tree is not really an individual. It's a community. It's formed in a network. What we're hearing here is a balsam fir. The wind passing over the balsam fir. And in the wintertime, the fir sound is softened by deep snow. That recording was from Western Ontario. And the forest in Western Ontario is fascinating because it's growing on some very, very old rocks. And what's extraordinary to me is that those life forms are also networked in the way that modern forests are.
When you tell people you're headed off into the woods to listen to the trees, and not just the woods, you go to cities to hear trees and listen to them as well. Do people ask you what you're smoking?
I've never been asked about the smoking, but I have had some interesting conversations at customs. When I flew into Thunder Bay to visit the fir trees, the customs agent asked me, well, what are you coming here for? And I said, well, I'm coming to listen to some trees. And he then started a more vigorous line of question about exactly what I was really coming to do. I've learned to say, well, I'd come to, you know, visit some parks and some natural areas and go hiking, which is true, but my intent on those hikes is to listen to the wonderful soundscapes of different places in the world. As you mentioned, forests, but also cities like Manhattan and Jerusalem. Each city has its own set of stories wrapped up around humans and trees.
How can you actually hear the song of a tree in Manhattan?
The tree that I studied in Manhattan had a subway line running underneath it, and those vibrations ran up from the ground into the tree and, as I mentioned, strengthened some of the tree's branches and roots. The other part of the sounds of the tree, the sounds of footsteps on the sidewalk, it turns out that trees reconfigure the choreography of the sidewalk. A bare sidewalk is just like the river rapids. Nobody can stop. If you stop, you get bowled over. But a tree, trees planted along the edge, produce little pools and eddies where people can jump out of the flow and talk on their phones or chat with people or talk to street vendors. It creates a more welcoming, diverse environment on the street.
What advice would you give to people for how you can tune your ears to listen to trees?
Go outside. Don't go to a special place. Just go into your neighborhood and repeatedly, over and over again, open your ears and harvest the sounds all around you, whether those are tree sounds or car sounds or bird sounds. Without judgment, just be present for the physical experience of sound flowing into our consciousness. Do that over and over again, and the trees will befriend you.
Professor Haskell, in the midst of a lot of bad news these days, it is just a pleasure to speak with you about this.
Well, thank you very much. The good news is that we still have many trees on this planet, and we're all in this together.
We'll head out and listen to their songs. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.